the capital of culture in fantastic style in 2008. But there was one thing, one particular matter, that never came to a conclusion, was never wrapped up until today. And it concerned the Liverpool council leader, Warren Bradley, who has finally been cleared of an ethics breach today by the Standards Board for England. And Warren joins us online now. Hi, Warren. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. And thanks for joining us, mate. I appreciate it. If you could just take us through the story, because a lot of people may not have known about it, even though it was, I have to say, in the public domain, what actually went on and what you were accused of?
Yeah, there was allegations made against me, and I said all along they were spurious allegations that I broke the code of conduct of local government around showing respect or disrespect, bullying. And I always vehemently denied these allegations and presented information to the ethical standards officer at the Standards Board for England. And I'm pleased to say after a long, protracted investigation, I got the news today that I've been cleared on all fronts around the breaches that the allegations were made.
Warren, it's taken a long time for you to be cleared. Why is that?
I don't know. All I want to say is it's over for me. Mm. It's been a horrendous period for both myself and my family. Some of the reporting of this was vitriolic and really called into question my ethical standards. And at all times, I'm here representing the people of Liverpool who elect me. I want the best for this city, and I'll always, always drive to make sure that we achieve the best.
I know, certainly on drive time since I've been here, whenever we've asked you on, you've come on and you've been very transparent, whatever subject we've talked about. But there was one point of this investigation that a lot of people were worried about, and that was the one involving you and Jason Harborough, and claims that you bullied Jason during his time there. Why do you think that came to a head?
Well, all I can say is this allegation was made against me, and I provided evidence to the ethical standards officer at the Standards Board for England. And I'm pleased to say that they've actually found that there was no cause for concern in this action. And it's, for me, it's about moving on, as I say. Mm. The future is bright for Liverpool. Other cities up and down the country around Europe and the world are having real problems. And Liverpool is really buoyant on the back of European capital culture, on the back of the investment. And, you know, let's not forget that I led the European capital culture through that year. I've led the city in the vast majority of development over the 3 or 4 years of being leader. And I want to continue to do that. And that's why, you know, I defended my position so vehemently, because I knew I hadn't actually done anything wrong.
What's your relationship like now with Jason?
And we have a very professional relationship, and it always has been a very professional relationship. You know, I think there's a fine line between elected members of the authority who are elected there to represent the best interests of the people and the officers who are appointed to positions to carry, you know, out a certain role. And I think that fine line should always remain, and you should always have a professional and respectable relationship with officers, whether the former officers or officers of the council.
We're talking to Liverpool council leader Warren Bradley. He's been cleared of the ethics breach by the Standards Board for England. While this accusation sort of was above your head, Warren, for the past few months, how did it affect you and your family?
Well, people will know I've got a young family, and particularly my son, who's a teenager. You know, that they begin to take notice of the headlines as they appeared, and it was putting real strain on him, but both myself and my wife had to remain quite strong through that. Sure. It wasn't easy at times, I have to say, because, you know, you'd think you'd put something to bed and everything was fine, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, there'd be a link to a spurious story in the papers or on the news, and you think, oh, here we go again. And it was about, you know, damping down the situation and making sure that you supported both your children and your wife throughout. So it has been difficult, but, you know, my colleagues on the council, my colleagues in the fire service have been really supportive through the whole period, and at times they've been the rock that's seen me through it.
Do you think it's left any indelible marks in your standing in the community at all?
Well, I was re-elected last year in the Waverley ward with a bigger majority than they got four years previously, because I think people in Waverley know that I'm there to make this city better, to make Waverley, where I'm elected, better, but also to make the city better as a city council leader. And I just think, you know, I mix with lots of people right across the spectrum, whether in government or in the private sector or in the voluntary community sector, and I'm sure all those people that really know me would say, you know, what was the allegations that were made? It wasn't the Warren Bradley they know.
And Warren, from the serious to the sublime and more light-hearted, you've got one reason to smile today. Another reason to smile after last night.
Oh, absolutely. I was over the moon last night, Paul. It was great. You know, I was saying at the time when I thought this is going to go to penalties, I was going to leave the stadium because I just couldn't have faced penalties, you know. I've seen so many penalty kick-outs with Everton and we've got beaten. I've got to say, I had lots of confidence in Everton beating Liverpool fairly and squarely in the game, but very little confidence of beating Liverpool on penalties. And I'm sure there's Evertonians out there that will have a go at me for that. But if they've watched Everton for the amount of years I have, we can count on one hand the amount of times we've won on penalties in a cup tie.
Warren, onwards and upwards from here on in. Thank you for joining us on Drive Time on City Talk 105.9.
Thanks, Paul.
Appreciate it, mate. That's Warren Bradley, Liverpool Council Leader. It's been going on a long, long time, though, hasn't it, this? And as you probably heard then, big sigh of relief for Warren Bradley that he has been cleared of an ethics breach, which is a huge accusation, to be honest with you. If you think about every little part of what he was accused of, it could very well be the end of his career in the public domain if he'd have been found guilty. So huge relief for Warren Bradley. Live on City Talk 105.9 on Drive Time this afternoon. Around about a quarter to five.